I've met a number of these people in my life. They're no use to God or man because they're just floating all over the place. They're smart, but they're too smart for their own good because they just can't focus on one thing and get it done. They just get started on one thing and then they move to another thing and flit all around. So that's what I've discovered in actually observing these guys, was that the focus. And so focusing is extremely important. And there's an interesting ceremony we can do, which we're going to do right now. Did he ever bring us a plate?
No, I don't think he did.
Oh.
He wasn't
told me. I guess not.
Oh, Patrick, yeah, go get us a plate, Patrick. But there's a ceremony we can do to bring focus, and when Patrick comes back in, we'll point it out. Oh, we can start, though, right away. Is figure out something you want to accomplish and reduce it to just a couple words. You know, it can be, say happy marriage, new car, job promotion, whatever you want. And write it on this
paper.
Piece of paper we give you. If you don't have a piece of paper, okay. Is that still flowing?
No, it's at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, you got such big doors.
Now, why does writing it down have power? Give the idea power.
Why do we have to write it? You're physically, we have to write it down?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
What are we going to do with this paper?
Thank you.
Put on the
blade hat. Well, you'll find out there. Oh. I just won't leave you hanging.
Okay.
You got a lot of stuff?
Not
okay.
You actually physically write it down. If you need a pen, well,
I think I have
to. Unless you're a happy person here.
I'll write it down myself here.
There
it is.
Whatever. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like if you want me to put away my socks, well, write that down, you know. Okay, write it down on that. Okay, the fact that you have just written it down, okay, well, let's wait till everybody gets it written down. Now, all the books on how to succeed tell you to write stuff down, and I've been not very good at that myself, but it does have power. When you actually write something down that you intend to do or want to accomplish, it gives it power because it ingrains it in your subconscious, your psyche, and it impresses your inner self, the inner knowing self, that, hey, this guy's taking it serious. So visualize two parts of yourself. You have a wiser part of yourself with power to implement things. And the self that's here is like the little kid. And so one's a parent and one's a child, kind of. So the parent sees, oh, he's writing it down. He's serious about it. Okay. Well, let's see what he's written down here. Okay. Now we go one more step. If we impress this parent part of herself to approve, then this more powerful part of herself can say, hey, well, if it's important for the happiness and well-being of my whole self, I'll endorse it. Okay, so the next thing we do, the next thing that gives additional power is fire. Okay, so what the next step we do is we take our little...
Joe, we're going to
set off the
sprinklers.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you can't do it here.
No.
We'll do it when we get home.
We can do it just in bottles.
No, I think we can.
No.
It'll
kick
off
the alarm system.
That sprinkler in the corner is going to go off.
I don't think it will.
That's just a hook.
We'll just do it anyway.
The rest of us have candles burning. Is it more...
before you said we smoked that candle.
When you first initially
run in
here,
you're right. It will produce a little smoke on it.
Yeah.
Well, oops,
yeah.
There you go.
Well, there we go.
We can just do it symbolic.
We'll fully burn it.
Okay.
We'll imagine it burning.
Well, take that home and burn it then.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Do it. Okay. Okay, so everybody take your thing home and burn it.
What's your thing?
So we take it home and burn it, okay, and then the fire gives it.
And then you say, Okay, the more you can impress something on your mind, the more powerful it is. Like, one of the things a lot of people do is when they go to sleep at night, say, if you want to accomplish something and you don't know how to do it, give instructions to your whole self. Say, I want the solution to this problem. And as you're going to sleep, keep thinking, I want the solution. This is the problem, give me the solution. And there's quite a few people who do this, and then they wake up in the morning and the solution's right in their mind. And a lot of people use this. I haven't used it that much consciously. There's been a number of times when I'm thinking about stuff as I go to bed, and then I wake up in the morning with the solution in my mind so I can see how it works. But I haven't tried it a lot, just thinking, saying it to myself as I go to sleep. But if it's important to me, I think of it as I'm going to sleep. And I do notice that sometimes when I wake up that the solution does come to me. And the solution is when you seem to be most in contact with the spiritual world is when you're right in between being awake and asleep. And yeah, have you noticed when you're just waking up in the morning sometimes that, have you ever been in the middle of being asleep and awake where you're not sure if you're asleep or awake? And in that state, it's interesting some of the things that come to you. And when you get something important in that state, it's important that you write it down right away, because what's funny about that state of mind is you think you'll remember everything you're thinking of, but then when after you eat breakfast and you think, well, I can't remember a thing what went through my mind at that point. So it's good to either reinforce it by consciously thinking it over and over, or write down any important information that you get when you wake up. But you'll get a lot more if when you go drift off to sleep, if you're thinking about a problem that you want an answer to. It's like giving yourself a suggestion. And like you've got a tremendous, imagine yourself having tremendous computers at your fingertips. And the powerful computers won't do anything unless you demand something of them through some type of programming. So you type in a demand into the computer, then you get something out. Well, your mind, your whole self is like a giant computer bigger than anything we have on the planet. And so as you're drifting off to sleep, you can command it to bring forth information for you tomorrow. If you do that on a regular basis, you'll be surprised at what you can conjure up. Okay, any more questions before we proceed? Okay, now, see how much time we've got left. We'll do one more thing then. To reach the magical work of the soul, it's best to do it with some type of group energy. So we'll get together as a group here. Let's get together in the middle.
Get together in a circle.
Male, female, as possible. Okay, let's disperse all negativity through the Om. For those of you that are new, the Om has power to disperse negativity. The Aum has power to more creative powers, whereas
to create, you first of all have to clear the path, so to speak. And it only clears the path of negative vibes. And then the other sounds helps to build. And so just clearing the path of negativity is a tremendous thing that helps us to accomplish our goals.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're good there.
That was nice.
I think since our next meeting is, or the gathering is approaching, we probably won't do anything until the gathering.
Yeah,
there are more. It'll be on the starting Friday the 28th and go till Sunday the 30th. So I hope to see you all there. And in the meantime, appreciate everybody coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, JJ.
Thank you, Ryan.